Particularly as we continue our worship, as we meet with Him in His Word. What we've been doing as a church is we've been going through the book of 1 Timothy together. There's a lot of benefit in going through an entire book. You know, I don't know how many of you, when you read through the Bible, you just go through an entire book, you kind of understand what the situation of the book is.
这个我们讲到的时候，依着整本书一直讲下来，有一些好处。 我不晓得你们是不是也这样子感觉，就读一整本书的时候。
Because when you go through the whole book or the whole Bible, you get the whole counsel of God. You get God's entire message.
因为你们如果读整本圣经或读圣经的整本一本书从头到尾读的话，你可以看到，可以看到圣经的纵观。
So I'm just gonna start us out again. Just I know that we just sang, but I'm just gonna start us out in prayer this morning.
现在我要开始，今天早上我们开始一起祷告。
Lord, it is you who inspired every word that you had all the authors write in the Bible. So, Lord, we come to you knowing that this is your word, this is from your mouth. You inspired the Apostle Paul to write these words. Every word that you wrote is beneficial to us. It's used for our encouragement to build up the church, to discipline us, to correct us, so that we would live our lives in you. We want to live lives of obedience. We want to know you, and we know you through these pages. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, there's a lawyer and author named Amy Chua. And she says that there are three traits which bring about success in some groups in the United States more than others.
这个有一个作家律师，他写了一本书，是叫做《虎妈战歌》，这个作者叫蔡美儿。他说，在美国里面有一些族群或者群体，他们会比其他族群更成功。
In her book, she talks about success in all of us. I mean, who doesn't want success? We want success for ourselves. When we look at our families, when we raise our families, we want our families to be successful.
他说这个这些族群里面有三个特征，那我们看看说我们每个人都想要自己可以成功，也希望我们的家庭可以成功，谁不想成功呢？
And so what she does is she looks at different groups in the United States, and she's like, okay, what causes them to be successful?
所以呢，他就做了一些研究，看看这些不同的族群里面，看这些成功的族群里面，有什么因素使得这些族群比别的族群更成功。She
wrote a book called The Triple Package.
他写了一本书叫三个要素合在一起。And
in her book, you know, when you read the book at first glance, it sounds there's a danger in her book of sounding a little bit focused on race.
你开始读这个书的时候，你就感觉，这个书有点危险。它好像是在讲支持种族主义。But
in her book, she says it's really nothing to do. It has nothing to do with ethnicity.
但是你知道，这个书并不谈论这个种族，因为跟种族无关。
When she talks about these three traits that are present, she says it's not inherent to one's race. It is not inherent to how much melanin that's in one's skin, you know, how in one's skin. But rather, she says it's these traits or these values that seem to be in these groups, these values that seems to be passed on in these groups that maybe the other groups aren't passing them on.
他看这些成功的因素的时候，他说这些因素呢，并不是说跟种族有关，也不是跟你的肤色的黑色素有多少有关，而是这些三个因素呢，就显示在这些成功的族群里面。And
in fact, she says though those three traits, she says that you know usually, she says it's not based on ethnicity because she knows, but she says by the third or fourth generation, she's like a lot of times these particular values are lost. So it has nothing to do with with race or ethnicity.
他说这个三个特征呢跟种族无关，你看看这个在美国里面这些族群到第四代第五代的时候，这些特征好像已经失去了，但是跟这是跟这个族群无关的。
So what she does is she cites some research. She cites some specific statistics.
所以她引用了一些统计数字。
She says Indian Americans have the highest income of any census tract ethnic group, almost twice the national average in America. We're talking about in America.
她说在美国里面呢，这个印度裔的美国人。在根据人口普查的资料，他们的收入呢，几乎是美国平均的收入的两倍。
And she says that Chinese, Iranian, and Lebanese Americans are not far behind when it comes to income, household incomes.
他说这中国人的后裔，还有华裔的，还有那个伊朗的，就是波斯，还有黎巴嫩后裔的，跟印度人呢的收入差不太多。
So she looks at income. She also looks at education.
她看收入，也看教育程度。
Asians, she said, are now overrepresented in Ivy League schools, and some believe that they're so overrepresented in some of the Ivy League schools that there are kind of unspoken kind of quotas that work against American Asians.
所以这些亚裔的这些学生呢，在这个常春藤盟校里面的比例超出太多了，比例超出人口太多，所以他现在有个不成文的规定，就是他们要限制这个亚裔的学生在到那个常春藤联盟学校去。
So Asian Americans constitute 30-50% of the student bodies in the country's leading music programs.
对，在美国里面那个著名的音乐学校音乐学院里面。有30%-50%的学生呢是亚裔的学生。
So at the prestigious Juilliard School of Music, Asians make up more than half of the students at Juilliard.
所以在著名的茱莉亚音乐学院里面，亚裔的学生超过半数。
The two largest groups at Juilliard are Chinese and Koreans, violinists and pianists.
这个茱莉亚学院里面最大的学生群是。中国还有韩国裔的这个学生专攻小提琴和钢琴的。
And then when I see your response to that, you're like, of course, what else would they be?
看到你的表现，他说我当然啦，我们是最厉害的。
So what Amy and her husband's name is Jed Rubenfield, they look to make observations about what in these particular cultures or groups that bring more success than others. Why is it? Why are they more represented there? Why?
所以这个蔡美儿和她的丈夫，她丈夫是费尔鲁本费尔德，他们去看这个族群，他们为什么会有这么成功？有什么原因
？Another way of putting it is what is happening in the households of these particular groups, and there's more than just Asian, okay? But what are happening in these particular groups that is being passed on to the younger generations?Either consciously or subconsciously, that's bringing about success to these households. What is there? What's happening?
所以观察就想找看看这个这些特殊的族群群体里面，这些家庭里面有什么特殊的东西呢？让他们能够代代相传，然后不管是潜意识的或是意识中的要传下去的，这些是什么特别的东西
？Okay, and what she says is again, there are three particular traits.Or values that are happening in these families, in these groups, that bring a disproportionate amount of success compared to the surrounding larger America.
所以他就讲到说，这些家庭呢有三个特征，这些特征呢使得这些族群里面的家庭里面，他们的会比其他的一般的这个其他的人呢更为成功。
And so as you listen to these, you can evaluate for yourselves. You can go, I don't know if this is true. I think this perspective is a right perspective, or you can just go, no. This is based on her perspective and her research, okay?
Yeah, 你们看看这个结论，你们可以想到说，哎，这是，就是这样子，或者说你们也不同意这样子，但是呢，这是蔡美儿她的研究和观察的结果。
One of the things that she says that these groups have that is specific to these groups is a superiority complex.
有一个特点，就特征，其中是一个这些成功的特点，是一个就是说他们是非常的 非常的复杂。
That doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound like a positive thing. But what she says, she defines this superiority complex. She says it is a deeply internalized belief in your group's specialness, exceptionality, or superiority.
这个非常复杂，这个字听起来不太好。不过这是他就讲观察到这些族群里面都他们是觉得大家都觉得他们是非常特别或者非常杰出或者非常超人一等的。
And she says that this belief, this internal belief, this deep belief of exceptionality can come from a variety of sources.
这个看法变成非常深，大家深信的是可以从不同的方向来看的，就是不同的来源。
It can come, it can be a religious kind of background. And in the case of Mormons,
这个来源可能是宗教方面来的，像摩门教徒。
I don't know, many of you probably have not maybe studied the Mormon belief. It's more obviously popular out west and in around Utah and Idaho and states like that.
我想不是每个人大家也许不太了解这个摩门这个摩门教，但是这个教摩门教呢是在西部，在犹他附近里面比较流行。
But the Church of Latter-day Saints or the Mormons have a particular narrative, a narrative in their story that all young Mormons, all Mormons are taught.
这个摩门教里面呢，他们有一些口述的一些箴言是他们都教他们的摩门教徒的。
There's a narrative in the Mormon belief that parallels kind of the mosaic story. This story of Exodus, the story of a people that are chosen or are pulled out.
这个摩门教的这些箴言呢，就跟这个摩西的时候他出埃及记里面讲述摩西的故事是相似的。
Mormon leaders call their community Israel. It's like we're Israel.
摩门教叫他们自己居住的环境的地方附近呢，叫做是以色列。
And the area of Utah Salt Lake Valley is called Zion. It's like this area that we live in is Zion. This is like it's kind of a promised land. This is the place. This is the place where special things happen.
他们叫那个盐湖谷的谷地，他们叫这个地方叫锡安，就像是一个应许之地。
And so there's this kind of a culture of we're a people that are pulled out, that are exceptional, that there's a special story behind us.
所以他们呢就感觉说这个是这一群人呢是一个特别的，是被挑出来的一个族群。
And right now in her research, when she looks, when Amy Chua looks at the research, she says there's a high representation of Mormons coming from the Mormon faith, Mormon belief system, in corporate boardrooms and investment firms and business schools.
所以呢，那个蔡美儿的研究就发现了这个摩门教徒呢，在他们在一般的董事会、公司董事会，还有投资公司，还有一般的商学院里面，对比例非常高。
But this internalized belief of kind of exceptionality can also come from, be rooted in a story about a group's magnificence or.Particular place in history as history plays out.
这个特别的，就对某些族群非常特别的这个想法呢，也可能从这个族群，因为他们以前有历史上面非常光辉的历史，他们会有这个现象。
And she uses the example of Chinese and Persians of Iranians, like that there is a long rich history.That backs Chinese and Persians.
Yeah, 蔡美儿就用这个中国以及波斯，今天的埃及、伊朗这两个地方的人这两个地方呢，都有很长久的历史，而且非常光辉的历史。
Exceptionality can be based on identifying with a social distinction as well.
这个杰出的看法也可以从他的社会的地位来看的来源。
So for some Indian Americans, there's a priestly caste called the Brahmin caste. It's a group that if you come from them, you also have a special story.
对像这个在美国的一些印度人，他们是属于在印度的那个种姓制度里面的婆罗门阶级。他们这个阶级，他们觉得他们是特别的一群。
Or there's a group of Nigerian immigrants who belong to a famously entrepreneurial, it's called the Igbo group.
或者是奈及利亚的移民到美国来的，他们是从这个一个总一这个地区叫做伊格伊格伊布狗。
Whatever the,
来，他们是是有创业精神，像中国的宁波人一样。
Whatever the source may be, there's a sense of exceptionalness or a specialness that comes and that comes from this identity and it's being passed on to the next generation.
这些特别的这身份特殊的感觉呢，就会在他们的家庭文化里面就代代相传，往下传下去。
Now it's interesting because the second trait is almost sounds the opposite. It sounds like this doesn't make any sense how this would cause success in America.
讲到第二个特征呢，这个特征刚好就是刚才讲的相反的，就觉得说这个怎么会是一个特征。
She says in each one of these groups, not only is there kind of a sense of exceptionalness or superiority, but there's also a sense of, there's a sense, a deeply rooted sense of insecurity.
所以刚才讲到说这些族群里面他们会觉得他们是杰出的一群特别的一群，但是呢相反的他们也有一种感觉到不安全的特征。
She says, insecurity is a species of discontent, or it's a kind of discontent.
这个不安全感呢就是一个一种形态表现出来是一种就是不知足。
It's an anxious uncertainty about your worth or place in society, a feeling or worry that what you have done or what you have is fundamentally just not good enough. It's just, we're a group that we just can't get to the place where it's just good enough.
这个这就是一种感觉，就是你在社会上你有焦虑，觉得说你在社会上或者经济上，你就或者你做的还有你有的都不够好。
She said this insecurity in this group can be take different forms of a sense of being looked down on, a perception of peril, feelings of inadequacy, feeling of losing what one has. You know, there's always this kind of underlying some sense, some deeper sense of insecurity where we just don't, we might lose what we have.
这个感觉就是你会觉得说你在一个环境社会上被人家轻视，或者是你好像是陷入危险之中，或者是你没有，或者你怕失去你所有的，就觉得说你的东西你要一直抓着不能放弃。
And she says that some groups in America are more prone to this kind of insecurity than other groups.
他说在美国里面有些族群呢就特别对这种不安全感特别感觉特别强烈。
Amy Chua is she's the daughter of Chinese immigrant parents.
蔡美儿她自己的父母亲是中国的移民。
Both of her parents were born in China. Her mother, I believe, her family moved to, I believe, to the Philippines from China and then to America.
他的父母亲都是在中国生的，他妈妈那边可能是先搬到菲律宾，再搬到美国。
And she says that, you know, she says that in her family, being an immigrant almost by definition is to kind of have a sense of this insecurity.
他说这个只要是他父母亲是既然是移民，他们移民基本上就是有不安全感。
There's an experience of deep economic and social kind of.Anxiety or unsureness.
他是就是说他父母亲呢，就是有感觉到说他的在一种焦虑，是说在经济上面或者在社会阶层上面，就是不安全。
So it's a strange paradox. There's this kind of this paradox of this background of kind of exceptionalness, and then also there's this insecurity that seem to work together. She says.
所以这个就是一个矛盾。一方面呢，他们是觉得自己是杰出的一群；一方面觉得是不安全，就混在一起了。
But she says it's these two things and one more trait that kind of move certain groups towards success.
所以他说这样子这种混在一起呢，就变成一个驱动力，是让他们往这个成功的方向走。
The third trait, the last trait that she talks about, is called impulse control.
第三个特征呢，就是第三个特征是控制冲动。
Impulse control refers to the ability to resist temptation, just like what it sounds like, right?
这个控制冲动，第一个就是说要能够抗拒诱惑。
Especially resist temptation, especially the temptation to give up in the face of hardship, like to move through hardship.
这个抗拒诱惑，第看到的就是说，当你面对困难的时候， 就很容易就说要放弃了。
And so she says that again, that somehow these three traits in these particular groups, in some of these groups that I mentioned, have this, it is either consciously or subconsciously passing this to the next generation, which causes like this success.
这个啊，他说这些这三个特征。还有这些族群呢，就是说不管是下意识的或者是有意识的，就把这些特征或者是好的地方往下一代传下去。
She says, by the way, all three of these seem to be counter to American culture. Like there's American culture that has certain values, and all three of these seem to be kind of counter to what larger America values.
是很要注意一点，就是说很有趣的一点，这三个特征呢，就是跟美国的一般的文化呢，美国文化有它的价值，但是这三个特征跟美国文化是相冲突的。
But here's one of the keys for us this morning. Okay, here's what I want us to think about this morning.
但是今天呢，我希望大家我们来聚焦重视一个一点。
How do we define successful?How do we define successful?
我们是怎么样定义成功？
If you were to write this down, if you were to have this in your mind, if you were to write it down and put it on your mirror,
你看看这个看看这个上面字幕把这个写下来。
For me to be successful is
上面那行是说对我个人要成功是什么？
Is what? What would that be for you? What would you say?You say, like, for me to be successful.
你会说什么？是怎么样还是成功呢？
What is it that you, how do you define that? How do you aim? What's your aim when you say, for me to be successful is, and there's many, probably many definitions, many ways you could talk about success.
对啊，你的目标是什么？你怎么样成功？成功可以有很多不同定义，但是你的是什么？
Or if you were to write the sentence, or finish the sentence, for my family to be successful is...
所以第二行你就把这个句子写完，就说对我的家庭成功是什么
？What would that be? What would you include in that? What would you want if your family, like, as your family grows towards something, or as they continue to, as your family continues to live and move on, where would your family be in reaching success? Right? Where would it be?
这个句子讲你对家庭你是要怎么样，什么样成功？是希望它是变成什么样子，要往哪个方向走，到最后你的家，这个整个家庭会到什么样的环境之下，你会把这个定义当作成功。
An interesting question, to talk with your spouse about, to, or if you're single, to consider in your mind, like, where, what would success be?
这是很有意思的问题。如果是你有配偶，你可以跟你的配偶商量，或者你是单身的，你就想想看到底成功是什么。
Amy's really clear in her book.She's clear of her definitions of success.
蔡美儿在她这个这本书里面非常仔细的定义什么是成功。
You know, obviously she's measuring income levels, she's measuring education levels, so there's a kind of a specific idea that she's aware of that she talks about when she talks about success.
她的成功定义是你赚多少钱，你受多高的教育，她的成功定义就是非常就这么定义。
For her, and not maybe...Personally for her, but in her book, the aim is towards wealth and position. She's like, if I were to make it just a very raw definition, like that's where this book is talking about. That's what we're aiming towards.
所以他书中里面定义，也许他个人不一定这样讲。他书中里面定义就是说，你的成功就是你赚多少钱，你的社会地位能够拿到多高，这就是你定义的成功。
And she does talk about the downside.The cost of this definition. She does go, I know that there's other definitions of success, so she's aware of the downside of defining success in this way.
她也知道说这样子定义呢是有负面的影响。她知道有成功有其他定义，但是她知道这负面，她还是这样子在书中里面讨论这个成功。
But she says that families that have the right mix of these three traits usually move towards wealth and position, whatever ethnicity, race, or cultural background that they have.
这他说这个家庭是如果有些家庭里面或者文化里面有这三个特征的话，他们通常是往成功的方向走，不管你是种族是什么，肤色是什么，你的文化是什么，都会成功。
And yet also being raised in a family that has these traits and also raising her family in this similar way, she's also aware, she talks about the potential troubles and unhealthy aspects that it can bring.
他自己本身呢是在这种家里面被就是说被就是长大的，他知道说这样用这样定义成功的负面影响，还有对他们家庭的健康会有什么样的冲击。
But the question is, what is it that we aim towards in our families? What do we aim towards in our lives?
就我们的问要想的问题就是说，我们的家庭，我们的生命的目标是什么？
So in the scripture that we're looking at this morning.Paul reminds Timothy that a godly life with contentment is a right aim to have.
所以今天这个圣经里面讲保罗呢告诉提摩太，在一个人在敬虔或在神里面知足的活着，这是我们的目标。
Yeah, to have the same heart as God, to like value what He has, to live in obedience.To be content, to have a sense of contentment is a good aim, is a right aim to have.
以神的心为我们的心，然后看着过着一个知足的生活，这就是我们应该努力的目标。
And what Paul wants to do is he wants to make sure that Timothy and the church's sites, the church of Ephesus, he wants to say, Timothy, church of Ephesus, I want you to have your aim towards this, okay?
那时候提摩太在以弗所教会，他告诉提摩太，他说我希望你在这个教会里面，你需要也希望朝这个目标去。
So it's possible, maybe this morning our aim, somehow as we kind of reflect on ourselves, our aim may need to be recalibrated, right? We may need to go, hey, this is where our family's current site is, or my personal site is, and so maybe we need to recalibrate kind of where we aim. Just, we might need to shift.
所以呢，我们今天呢，我们要想想我们原来的目标是什么，也许我们需要重新调整目标，所以从这个地方，这是我们目标，先往这个目标方向去走。
Let's take a look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, starting in verse 2.
我们看看提摩太前书第六章第二节。
This is what Paul writes. He says, Teach these truths, Timothy, and encourage everyone to obey them. Some false teachers may deny these things, but these are sound, wholesome teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they are the foundation of a godly life. Anyone who teaches anything different is both conceited and ignorant.Both conceited and ignorant. Such a person has an unhealthy desire to quibble over the meaning of words. This stirs up arguments, ending in jealousy, fighting, slander, and evil suspicions. These people always cause trouble. Their minds are corrupt. They don't tell the truth. To them, religion is just a way to get rich. Again, one of the things.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Okay. 你要以此教训人，劝勉人。若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话，与那合乎敬虔的道理，他是自高自大，一无所知，专好问难，争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、妄疑，并那坏的心术，失丧真理人的争竞。他们以敬虔为得力的门路。
So again, one of the things that Paul returns to throughout the book of Timothy, he comes back to this again and again and again, is that sound doctrine on the one side, and then godly living on the other side, have to be paired up. They have to be played out. That's why obedience is so important. Obedience is just crucial, right? It's got to be matched. It's got to be paired up together.
这个保罗在这个提摩太前书里面，怎么一直在提醒提摩太，一方面讲说这个神有神的那个这个完美的完整的教义，一个是讲到那个人的基督徒的生活，敬虔的生活，这两个人要能够言行一致。
False teaching is rampant in the church of Ephesus. So Paul writes to Timothy, and again throughout his letter, he's like, stop the people who are teaching wrong doctrine. Timothy, make sure that they no longer teach false teachings.
那时候在以弗所教会里面有假教师假教导假教训非常猖狂，保罗告诉提摩太，你要阻止这些假教师来教导人，要阻止他们。
And at the same time, he tells Timothy, also, not only do you stop the wrong teaching, but look at your own teaching. Watch your own teaching. Make sure that it is based on the gospel that you have heard. Make sure that you stay there.
他一方面告诉提摩太说，你不只要阻止这些假教师教导，你还要自己谨守根据圣经来福音来教导。看看是非常仔细的教导你的基督徒。
But at the same time, when Paul is writing Timothy, he tells Timothy to also live that out, live it out. Make sure, Timothy, that your life, so that you're not only teaching it, but that you're also walking it out in your life, so that the people can see that you live it out.
保罗不只告诉提摩太要照圣经来教导福音，他也说你要把这个福音活出来，让大家看到你是能够在你的话语上面活出来的。
Make sure that the leaders of the church are also living it out, and make sure that the church is living it out. Make sure that there's obedience. Make sure that there's a match between what we read about and the life that we live.
也要教导看着教会的领袖带领的人能够把这个真理活出来，也希望我们也要我们的所有的会众能够把这个真理活出来。
So recently in the letter that Paul is writing, he's been talking about how to walk that out. He's like, make sure that they live this out. And here's how you do it.
所以保罗就说就教导他们，你看怎么样子可以把这个真理活出来，在书里面教提摩太。
He's been talking about a way of being, you know, be an example to believers in what you teach.
他说你要怎么样子能够自己活的就成为一个这个真理的样子。
And so one of the ways of being is how is it that we relate to one another in the church, to each other in the church?
有一个就是说怎么样活出来，就是你要怎么样彼此对待，在教会里面彼此对待。
How are we to relate to the elders? You guys remember, how do we relate to the elderly in the church? Remember he tells Timothy, you know, treat an older man like a father.
他要告诉我们要怎么样对待年长，教会里面年长的人，就说我们要对待年长的男人像对待我们自己的父亲一样。
How are we to care for the widows in the church? How are we to look out as a church and see those who are in need and make sure that we're relating to them in the right way?
我们怎么样对待教会里面的寡妇？我们怎么样看到他们是有需要的？
How are we to relate to the elders? Last week,the church heard the message on how are we to relate to the elders.
我们要怎么样对待我们教会里面的长老？上礼拜我们的信息就是讲到怎么样对待长老。
And then in the section right before where we started, talks about how Christians ought to relate to their managers.
好，我们这个我们这个这段经文里面前面刚刚在这个前面就讲到说我们要怎么样对待我们在我们上班的地方，怎么对待我们的经理还有老板。
And all of this instruction is to make sure that our way of being as followers of Jesus Christ match the doctrine that we talk about, that we guard.
这个就是说我们怎么样把自己变成像真理一样活出来，可以跟着我们的教义一起符合。
Okay, so conversely, when he's looking like, look, here's how doctrine and godly living match up. Here's how doctrine and godly life is expressed from our doctrine.
他就讲到这个就像你这个这一方面是教义，一方面是你的活你活的方式，这两个要合在一起。
What he shows is that conversely, if you have a false doctrine, false teaching, darker expressions of that are going to go hand in hand. Okay.
相反的，如果是有有假的、虚假的教导、教训的话，那它就会生成，一定会造成这个黑暗的这个表现。
So if the church, ever allows, if we stop guarding the doctrine, if we don't make sure that whoever comes up here is not teaching the right word, boy, what happens to the church family, to any church anywhere, is that the expressions of that teaching, if it's off, if the teaching is off, man, be careful. Be careful, church, because eventually it comes out, it's expressed. It just comes out in our lives. It just comes out in the church family.
所以呢，我们要防止警觉这个虚假的教训。如果我们不这样子的话，所有的这些外面的这个虚假的错误的教训进来的时候，他教导的东西就会偏离真道。那偏离真道的话，就会造成我们在我们行为生活上面表现出来。
Paul says, anyone who teaches anything different than the sound teachings of Jesus Christ is both conceited and ignorant.
他说，若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话，与那合乎敬虔的道理，他就是自高自大。
See, Paul is not just trying to discredit these false teachers, like, oh, and look, these guys aren't, he's not only just trying to discredit these false teachers and saying, these guys are, they're turkeys, they're not teaching what's right. But what he's doing, he's going, look, make sure that you understand, church, that, like, again, if you allow false teaching, it's going to be expressed, it's going to come out in the church.
保罗不只是那拆穿这些假教师，他说这些假的教训就像一些马路上乱跑的那些孤魂野鬼一样，但是呢他也要告诉他们说，你要教训他们那个这些教训呢会反映到你们生活你们行为上面来。
And he talks about what's happening. Okay, so there's this false teaching. What are some of the expressions of that? What's happening in the church? He lists them.
他也说你看这个是虚假错误的教训，它会反映出来的现象是什么。
Remember in the church of Ephesus, the false teachers were talking about endless speculations and myths, and so they were distracting the church, moving the church's aim towards something other than the gospel.
所以他说讲到这个那时候以弗所教会里面有一些假教师呢，他们专好问难争辩，一些谈论一些虚渺的事情。
And so the church began to quibble overMeaningless things.
所以呢，教会呢就生出也跟着争辩，讨论一些没有意义的事情。
And he lists some of the expressions. Though there's the church began. There was arguments. There was that ended up in jealousy. There was fighting. There was slander. There was evil suspicions. See, again, all of these things are just like, hey, boy, if the teaching goes off, it just happens. It's just like a family, right? It's like if there's teaching off that's in a family, in a nuclear family, like the whole family kind of moves off.
就是说他们就是说经过这些虚假教训，那众圣徒门徒里面也会争吵，吵来吵去，最后就引发了这个嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、妄疑。就像在一个家庭里面，如果是家庭里面带的出去歪的时候，这个家庭也就跟跑歪了。
Church, that's why it's critical. That's why it's critical to know the word of God. That's why it's critical to be like, are you in like God's word?Weekly, daily, like where you're connecting with Him.
So, this is why, 这读神的话语，重视神的话语非常重要。这要不只是每周读，每天要读。
It's why it's so important to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. Because again, if I say something, or any other teacher says something up here that feels off, that's not quite right, I hope that the Holy Spirit in you goes like, wait a second. I don't think what Brady's teaching is.It lines up with the Bible. And hopefully the Holy Spirit in you also, there's a kind of an alarm that goes off in you that goes, wait, something's not right. Or if any other teacher besides me or any other teacher up here is like, that something goes off in you and is like, it's not quite right.
所以我们的心要跟着圣灵同步。所以呢，我在这边讲到的时候， 如果我开始讲一些不对的话，或者其他老师传道人这边讲不对的话的时候，开始怕了，你我们想到说，哎，这不对，那你就来告诉我，或告诉这个其他那些传道人，说你讲的是跟圣经可能不太一样的，你们需要有这种警觉。
Last month we talked about five different tests. Do you guys remember that? Five different tests to discern if a teaching is off.
几个礼拜前 我在那边讲到有五个怎么样检验可以检验说这个讲的道是不是跟是不是偏离了。
And one of those tests was godly living.
有一个检验的标准就是说是看看是不是有敬虔的生活。
So when teaching is coming from the pulpit or in Sunday school, does it promote a godly living?Amongst God's people.
所以不管是在这个讲台上面或者在主日学教室里面这些教导是不是结果是能够就是促进提升我们去过敬虔的生活
Or does it cause arguments, fighting, jealousy, slander?
或者是就是造成竞争吵架争论还有嫉妒毁谤
See, at the Church of Ephesus, they were getting into arguments aboutfoolish things about small minute things. They lost sight.
在以弗所教会里面他们就是这样子在互相争论吵架就是为了鸡毛蒜皮的小事情在那边吵架忘记了大的事情。
Whatever the false teachers were teaching, it was not promoting like unity. It wasn't promoting godly living. People weren't living out like they weren't drawn towards the Lord, drawn towards each other, right?
那些教是教的不是在促进就是敬虔的生活，他们不是希望大家能够合在一起，反而使得大家会争吵，会分散。
He says, verse 5, these people always cause trouble. Their minds are corrupt. They don't tell the truth. To them, he says, to them, religion is just a way to get rich.
那些假教师呢？他们保罗说他们是坏的心术，失丧真理的人的精进。他们以敬虔为得力的门路。
The word religion that's in the text is the Greek word ousabeia. It can be translated piety or godliness.
这个敬虔呢，这个字在希腊文原文是可以翻译成过来的话，可以说是虔诚或者是向神的。
Or in some cases it can be used to convey like an appearance.An appearance of godliness.
它有含义就是说它的外表像神一样。
So in other words, for these false teachers, when they went into the church of Ephesus, they put on an appearance of godliness, but their aim, where they wanted to go, is they wanted wealth. They wanted to be rich.
这个这些假教师呢，他们走进这个以弗所教会的时候呢，他们外表看起来像是神的，但是他们实际上的目标呢，目的呢，是要能够替自己赚很多钱。
In Paul and Timothy's time, if you had a message, and you were a strong orator, if you could speak well, you could get a following. And if you had a following, you could earn money.
那时候呢，保罗说。如果那时候有，如果你是一个你有很好的信息。然后你很会讲道，那你就会有一群人跟着你。如果你有一群人跟着你的话，那你就可以赚很多钱。
So I guess that's not so different from now. I mean, I think that even now, if you have a strong message, there's some out there, right? Those some people on TV or maybe some people on the radio, that if you have a strong message, whether it's right or wrong, and you are a great orator, you're a charismatic speaker, people will call in, people will give money, right? That's still true.
在今天这个情况也一样。如果说你有一个你的信息很强有力，你可以又会很会讲话，你就会在电视上面或者在广播上面来讲道，然后很多人就会打电话进去捐钱，今天就你就会赚很多钱，也一样的。
But this was the aim of these teachers, the ones that came into Ephesus. This is what they were, what they came to Ephesus for. They had their sights on using godliness.To accumulate wealth.
但是呢，在以弗所教会的这些假教师呢，他们有个目的，他们的目标就是用这个敬虔的外表、敬虔的方式来累积很多的财富。
And what was happening was false teaching and the expressions of that teaching began to express, you know, began to express itself in the people.
所以这个那结果呢，就是那个错误的教导以及这个教导带出来的后果。那个表现就会在这个教会里面整个慢慢传播开来。
So, I've said it in the past, I'll say it again. If there's any time, please, brothers and sisters, if there's any time when I'm preaching and there's like, oh, I don't see that, Pastor Brady, I don't see that in the scripture. I genuinely invite you to just come and talk with me. I've had some people in the past come and share with me, like, oh, are you sure? Like, what? You know, I'll have to, like, yeah, maybe didn't express it right or maybe didn't communicate it right. So, but please.Me or any other teacher that comes here, if you don't see it lines up with the word, I invite you to come and talk with me.
所以呢，如果我在那边讲到讲了这话，你们觉得说，哎，这不太对啊，这个不太对劲。如果这个圣经里面没有这样讲，那你们可以来告诉我你的感觉或者你的看法。以前过去也有人这样子人来告诉我，那我就仔细想想，也许我的这个解释，也许不太对，不太完全。那如果你现在一样的，我请大家，如果看到我的讲道或者其他的传道人讲道有问题的时候，请你们就来告诉我。
It's interesting though, Paul takes those same words, godliness and wealth, that are used in a negative sense towards the false teachers.And then he pivots and uses them as an encouragement for the church.
所以呢，这很有意思的。这个，保罗把这个金钱这个字，还有财富这个字，开始用的时候是负面的用法，然后他就把它这样转过来一下，这两个字呢，他现在开始用来鼓励这个我们的信徒。
Listen to what he says. He says, verse 6, yet true religion or true godliness, like real godliness.Not the stuff that the false teachers had, yet true godliness with contentment. There's great wealth in that. After all, we didn't bring anything with us when we came into the world, and we certainly cannot carry anything out when we die. So if we have enough food and clothing, let us be content.
然而敬虔加六章六节，然而敬虔加上知足的心，便是大力的。因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食，就当知足。
Godliness with contentment is great wealth.
有敬虔的心又就当知足。
Paul says, "Look, there is."Can you think in society today, in this culture today, how many people lack contentment, right? It's part of America today. It's like we just lack, there's a lot of people who lack contentment.
你想想今天的这个社会在美国有多少人是觉得不能知足的不能满足的他永远是觉得不够不知足。
But Paul says there is a great richness, there is a great wealth.When you can live in your house, you can be where you're at in life, and you can just feel like this, there's a sense, there's a well-being, like a contentment of where you're at.
所以那时候说保罗说，事实上有一个有很富足的，有充满财富的地方，你可以住在一个家里面，你会觉得充满的知足。
I don't know, this may be one of those areas where you may need to recalibrate, where you may need to make an adjustment, where you're like, yeah, am I content?Am I content right where I'm at right now? Like, you know, where I'm like, yeah, whatever I have, you know, God's given it to me. I feel content. I have a contentment with my life, with the Lord.
你可以想想，这是不是一个你是不是觉得知足？也许这是一个你可以重新调整、聚焦你的生命的目标的地方。你可以想想，我可以我已经有了，我可以更知足。
Paul talks about it in other letters. You know, he talks about contentment. He talks about the secret of being content.
在保罗在另外一本书上面讲到这个可以得到知足的这个秘诀。
Another letter to the Philippians, he says, I've learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation.Whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
在腓立比书四章十一节到十三节，他说：“我并不因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。”
Yeah, how freeing is that to just be able to go, yeah, like I can be content, whether with a lot or with little, but I just trust the Lord.
是啊，我们他说我不管在什么样的情况之下，不管是在处在富足或者处在缺乏中，我只要信靠神，我都可以得到知足。
You know that anxiety that I was talking about earlier with Amy Chua's book of like, what if I lose it all? You know, Paul's like.There's a contentment that he's found. If you look at Paul's life, he's like, there's times when he had much, there's times when he was in prison. He's like, I have a sense, I just know contentment.
看看那个那个蔡美儿的书里面写的，他说这个焦虑怕失去你有的，但是看看保罗，他这一生里面有很富足的时候，也有在关在监狱里面的时候，但是他就是都是知足的。
And one of the biggest keys is trust. Trust in the Lord. That is the key to the secret to contentment is trust.
一个重要的很重要的一个字就是信靠，或者要做得到的就是要信靠神。
Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart."
箴言三章五节说全心信靠神。专心仰赖耶和华。
It's there that we'll find a sense of security and contentment. Sometimes it's hard to be pressed there. Like you have to be pressed into like, wow, now is the time where I've got to choose to trust. That's the key.
这个时候信靠神，这个时候你就有了知足。就是我觉得我们要想想自己。
But Paul makes a case where he says, look, right, you didn't come into the world with anything.And you will leave the world with nothing, right? When you leave this world, you're not going to take any of the stuff that we have, any our house, everything that we have. We came into this world naked. We're going to leave this world naked too, right? I mean, we may be dressed in like a suit when we're buried, but right? He's like, you're not going to take anything with you. You're not going to take any of the stuff that we accumulate in this world. It's not going to be with us.
保罗说我们没有带什么来到这个世界上，离开的时候也不会带什么走，不管你是房子，你是什么所有的东西，你是裸体的来，你要裸体走，身上穿着漂亮的衣服，你走的时候也你也带不走。
There's that old saying that you never see a hearse with a U-Haul behind it, right? You never see someone being buried and they got their stuff with them to be buried, right?
There's a 句老话说你从来没有看到这个一个灵车棺材车后面拖着一个搬家的U-Haul可以搬着走的搬到坟墓里面去。
Early in the message, I said that you or maybe your family that we may need to recalibrate.
好，在前面信息里面讲到说，我们不管个人或是家庭，都需要重新调整你的调焦。
So I don't want you, church, I don't want you to receive the wrong message today.
各位，我不希望你们把我的信息搞错了。
There is nothing wrong when I talked earlier in the message about success. There is nothing wrong with success.
我前面提到要能成功，这个成功没有什么不对。
To kind of striving to press the limits of like.Where we personally or where our family can reach our full potential. That's what we want. When we raise our kids, we want our kids to be raised to reach the potential that God made them for.
我们呢，不管是个人或者家庭，我们都需要希望能够挑战我们这个个人或家庭潜力的极限。如果当我看我的小孩子，我把他们养大，我希望他们能够达到他们。全能最高的地方。
When I talked about like we talked about education, we talked about wealth, the scriptures say that there's There's nothing in scriptures that say that wealth is wrong.
这个我们讲到这个财富，也讲到这个教育，这个圣经里面没有讲说财富是不好的。
Abraham was wealthy. Job was wealthy. There's a couple Old Testament characters in the Bible that were wealthy.
在旧约里面，亚伯拉罕以及约伯两个人都是非常有钱的。
In the New Testament, the man who I don't know if you remember, the man who gave Jesus his tomb, you guys remember that story? His name was Joseph of Arimathea. He was a wealthy man.
这个在新约里面有一个很有钱的人，叫做约瑟，亚利马太的约瑟，他把他自己的坟墓给了耶稣。
Lydia in the book of Acts 16. She was a dealer of purple dyes. She also was a wealthy. She was a wealthy woman.
在《使徒行传》里面十六章讲到一个女的，叫名字叫吕底亚，她是染紫色布的人，她非常有钱。
But the key is, all these characters, they had a faith, they had a love for the Lord. They had a heart. They had a heart for Jesus. They had a heart for God. They were God-fearers.
但是这些人物呢？有个非常重要的一个特点，就是他们的心呢是爱神的，是是信靠神的。他们非常爱这个耶稣，非常爱神。
Again, the aim of the false teachers, what their focus was, what their sights were set on was wealth.
这个保罗的这教导里面，他看到了这个特别讲到是这个财富的这个事情上面。
Abraham, Job, Joseph, Arimathea.Lydia, they were wealthy, but their sights, do you see when you read their stories, their sights was set on something else, that wealth was kind of a side issue for them. What they set their eyes on was Jesus Christ or God, to follow God, faith in the Lord. That's what their eyes were set on. That's what their heart was set on. That's what their love was for.
保罗说这些假教师他们眼光是注意在那个财富上面，但是刚刚讲到这些新约旧约的这些人呢，他们有钱人，但是他们不把眼光集中焦点在财富上面，他们的眼光是在神上面。
So Paul says, if we have enough food, and Paul experiences, if we have enough food and enough clothing, let us be content.
保罗说有衣有食就当知足。
Keep your trust and your love like in the Lord.
要信靠神，还要爱神。
Because Paul warns us about having your aim in the wrong place. Last couple of verses. He says, but people who long to be rich,fall into temptation and are trapped by many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And some people craving money have wandered from the faith and have pierced themselves with many sorrows.
保罗警告我们对金钱的态度，他说第九节讲到但那些想要发财的人就现在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
So again, the problem is not wealth. It's not the problem. It's the love of wealth that's wrong.
所以问题不在是钱财。而是你爱贪爱钱财，这是错的。
One time, a young man, a man presumably young, came to Jesus, and he had a problem. He said to Jesus, "Jesus, tell my brother to divide my father's estate, to share my father's estate."
讲到故事里面有一个故事。保罗不是新约里面，耶稣呢有一次有一个人来到耶稣面前，他的父亲刚刚过去了，他就要求耶稣呢把父亲的遗产来平分，帮助他们平分，跟他兄弟平分。
And Jesus said to the man, he's like, you know what? I'm not here to be a judge for that. That's not my purpose of being here. Is to kind of like make sure that I make these kind of judgments. You know, if you want your brother to divide your estate evenly, like maybe go see a judge or something.
嗯，耶稣说，我来到这世界上不是要处理这些事情的，这个我不是来帮你们分财产的。所以你要去分财产的话，你应该去找个法官，让他来帮你们分财产。
But Jesus, he said, I warn you, not to be greedy for what you don't have. Like I know your brother's not sharing this estate with you, your father's possessions, your father's land with you. But don't be greedy for what you don't have.
但是耶稣警告他说你呢你不要你可以去分财产，但是你不要去贪得那个不是你的。他说我知道你的兄弟可能不要跟你分财产，想要随时抢着，但是呢他的你要分，你不要拿不你不是你的。
He says because real life is not measured by what we own.
他说生命不是照你的财富来衡量的。
And then he tells him, he just gives him a little illustration. He says, once there was a wealthy man who had a very fertile farm.
他说再讲一个故事。他说以前有一个很有钱的人，他拥有一个很大的农庄，非常肥沃的农庄。
He was this man was doing so well that his barns were full and were overflowing.
他这个就经营的非常好。他说他的谷仓呢，装满了还装不下。
And so this man said, "You know what? My barns are overflowing so much. I'm going to tear down these barns and I'm going to build bigger barns and I'm going to place all of these crops, everything that I'm pulling, and I'm going to place them there."
他就说，哎，我这个装不下了，我要把这个旧的这个谷仓拆掉，我要建一个更大的谷仓，可以把我的收成全部放在里面。
Because then I would have enough room to store all that I've built up.
这样子我就有足够的空间来装我所有的东西。
And then he could say to himself that he's like, you know what? From now on, I can just relax, live a life of ease, and just party. I can live a life of ease.
他就对自己讲说，哇，这样这好棒啊！我以后的日子，就是说可以过好日子，我就可以常常开 party 庆祝了。
But God said to this man, "You fool." This very night, your life is going to pass.
但是呢，神说，这无知的人啊，今天晚上就要死了。
Then who will get all that you've stored up?
那谁会拿到这些东西呢？
And then Jesus said to the guy who was wanting his brother to divide out the estate, he said, "Yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth, but not to have a rich relationship with God."
这耶稣就对那个要他分财产的那个人讲，他说，是的，他说一个人呢，他是笨蛋，他说一个人，要在地上追求地上的财富，累积地上财富，但是忽略了跟神建立一个丰盛美好的关系。
See, there's the aim, guys. There's the aim, like to have a rich relationship with God.
这是我们的生活的目标，是希望要有跟神。有丰富的关系。
There's wealth to be found in like our connectedness, our relationship with Him.
在这里面有财富，有富有丰盛的东西，是跟神建立关系。
There's a saying that there's three things, church, that are eternal. Three things that are eternal.
有三样事是永恒的。
There's God. There's God's word.Scripture said that God's word will never pass away. And there's people.
就是三样事，第一个是神，第二是神的话语，圣经，第三是大家人所有的人。
Yeah, yeah. What we want to do is invest in those three things: God, God's word, and people, because people never pass away.
所以我们真正要的是我们要投资在这三样事上，因为神。还有神的话，还有人不会消失的。
There, could actually, can you guys, can the worship team, can you guys come on up? Certainly, people's bodies will pass away, but people's souls are eternal.
我们可以会死，但是人的灵魂是永存的。
Let me close us in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this reminder about contentment, about what to aim for, about what to to seek after as personally and as our, in our families. We know all the things that we look at, all the things that we hold in our hands, all the material things. They will all pass away. Lord, you give wise, you give wisdom to many of the elderly, those who are older, who at the end of their lives are looking of what they will leave behind, what kind of legacy they will leave behind, what kind of impact they will have for eternity. That just seems to be a process. As we get older, we look more and more towards that. So Lord, teach us to seek obedience, to be obedient to you, to have contentment, to have trust in you. Teach us to be generous towards you and towards your kingdom, as families, as a church family. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.